Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host, and on today's podcast, we will be speaking with a gentleman by the name of Ray, who recently went through a divorce, bought a home, and we'll discuss the trials and tribulations that Ray went through in order to get qualified and make sure that he qualified and make sure that he was approved to buy his new home that he closed on three weeks ago. And also, I've known Ray for over 10 years, and not only have I done Ray's loan, I've done his father's loan, his daughter's loan, his son's loan, and we're getting ready to help his second son get pre-approved to buy a home sometime in the very near future. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Ray to the show. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, David?
Good, my friend. We've been doing business a couple of years. You've came to me after hearing me on the radio. We did your home. We did your second home. We did your father's condo. We did your daughter's loan. We did your a couple of son's loans. And why do you keep coming back? You know, what is wrong with you, and why do you keep coming back?
You're funny. There's nothing wrong with me. You perform well. You have an outstanding business model. Your employees are top-notch. They've always been responsive, and they make the process easy.
And when you bought the house, you went through a divorce, okay?
Yes.
And that adds a layer of difficulty. I was divorced, and I got out without kids. I got out without property. Actually, I had a property that I co-owned with my ex-wife. But you had a couple of moving pieces there, with
yes.
with old houses and income and all that stuff. What type of recommendation would you give to other people that are thinking of going through a divorce or have gone through a divorce about buying that, you know, that next home like you did to, you know, to live in? Because after you got divorced, you moved in to a rental, or you moved in with your folks or something, and you wanted your own place and you finally did it. What did you learn from this process that you could share with other people that are thinking of getting divorced or have gone through a divorce?
Well, you're not going to like the first answer because it's not going to help you. But if someone's considering getting divorced and they have family and children, I strongly encourage them not to do so. It is very divisive, very emotionally traumatizing for everybody involved. That said, make sure that your ducks are in order and that any divorce decree that you have spells out exactly what you can and cannot do. Because in my case, I have an income requirement that we had to attend to. And I think that was really the biggest one. But my lawyer, unfortunately, was very vague in his initial response to the team, and then he had to rewrite the letter to make it, you know, more palatable for you guys so that the underwriter can get comfort and move on from the seemingly innocuous language in the divorce decree that addressed the salary that I was making.
And one of the things that you asked me while you were going through divorce was, how is the current payment on the house that you and your ex-wife own going to impact you?
Correct.
And I've listened, bankruptcies and divorces and foreclosures, that's what, you know, we do a lot of, that we're experts in, and that we see a lot of these situations. And what we tell people is, and like I told you, make sure your attorney clearly states that your ex-wife is responsible for the mortgage, the upkeep, the taxes, and the insurance. That way, even though you're still on the mortgage of the house that was the marital asset, and the marital living vehicle, if you will, as long as it states in the divorce decree that the ex-wife or the ex-husband, who's ever living in the house, is responsible for that payment, we don't have to count that against you when qualifying for a mortgage. And did you know that before contacting me going into this?
I kind of thought the language spoke to that, but I wasn't 100% sure. So when I sent you the divorce decree, you confirmed that that was the way it was, and that is good. Otherwise, I wouldn't have qualified for the mortgage on the new house.
Right, because sure. A lot of people think, "Oh my God, I'm never going to qualify for a new mortgage. I'm never going to qualify for a new mortgage. I got a $200,000 home over there, $400,000, $800,000, $1 million home. The payment is $1,000, $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, $8,000. How am I going to, qualify for a new mortgage when I have to give her a certain percentage of my income for X number of years. And I said, slow down there, Captain. Get it in the divorce decree, and it clearly states that the whoever it's keeping the house is responsible for all the payments on the house. You don't have to count the payment. Oh, you know, all of a sudden, sigh of relief, and then we move on.
That was a very good thing. What can I say?
Right. It's a piece of advice that people don't think about, which is key. Listen, I went through a divorce. Like I said, I didn't have the kids. I had a house, and you know, I was married for 18 months. I had a cup of coffee. You know what I mean? I figured you got to get the first one out of the way. It's like training wheels, Ray. You know what I mean? You gotta try it, kick the tires, and move on to the next one. So it didn't work out for me the first one. I wasn't too deep into it with kids. I wasn't too deep into it. We only had one property. We weren't too deep into it with assets. So
right.
It was an easy split. You take your crap, I'll take my crap, and move on.
But,
you know, it's like you said, when you move forward and you have a lot of these moving pieces, everything's got to be lined up. You mentioned your kids. We've done your daughter's loan.
And
your two sons loan or one son's loan?
One son, Michael. Mark is looking to buy a place eventually, so I definitely will have him call you.
And what was the experience knowing that they were working with my team and the comfort level that you had as a father who's gone through the process with us, knowing what the process would be with them and, putting them in a good set of hands?
It was pretty seamless. From what I recall, I don't remember anything bad. I know Michael's was very easy. He did ask questions. Julia and Kyle asked questions. But they were pretty straightforward. I mean, to me, I'm talking about. And I said, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about it. This is normal. I thought it was pretty smooth, pretty seamless, actually.
Yeah, they were great to work with. It's good when the father has good credit and that the kids have good credit and they're responsible and they pay their bills on time. It makes it a lot easier to get the
transaction. Agreed. That's another thing for your listeners. They obviously should obtain credit if they don't have it and or improve it as they move forward by making those payments, the timely payments, trying to pay off the credit card every time it's due, because all that stuff helps to increase your score, as you've explained numerous times on your show.
Yeah.
Very true.
And what we try to do is that one point in a credit score, as you know, Ray, could count that on a $250,000 mortgage could cost the borrower an extra $50,000 in interest over a 30-year fixed loan. So we always recommend that people pay their credit cards down on a weekly basis, not a monthly basis, a couple of months prior to buying a home in order to keep their credit as strong as humanly possible, in order to keep their credit profile as clean as humanly possible, because the cleaner your profile, the higher your credit score, the lower the interest rate, the easier it is to qualify for a mortgage. It's that simple.
Exactly.
It's really
yep.
not that deep. So I know you got to get back to work. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. In closing, for people out there that are thinking about buying a home, for parents out there that have got kids that are buying a home, what would you tell them about giving us a call and having trust in our ability to help you and help your kids?
I would not hesitate for a moment to recommend you to them, and I have done so, and I will continue to do so. So you guys have a great program. You're very professional. Your team is supportive, and they get the job done, and it's a pretty easy process in spite of my hurdles that I had to deal with. So
I appreciate it, buddy, and you got short legs, so those hurdles were really difficult, challenging to clear. No problem. And we got to get the family up to the box for a game this season, all right?
We'll bring out
the entire family. All right, bud?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you for taking the time, Ray.
Sure.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.